HaKadosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the greatness of Aleinu L'Shabeach. We're speaking about that he says over here in the Sefer, again of Rav Zavich, he says, the saying of Aleinu L'Shabeach, Ma'alato Adin Cheke, we cannot actually fathom or understand, comprehend exactly what is the Aleinu L'Shabeach. So he says, Ad Kedei Kach, it's so great. He says that when a person comes and he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's the purpose of Aleinu L'Shabeach, it's so great that with this praise, he is zoche, he merits anything in the world. So he says, and therefore, whenever a person needs a salvation, all he has to do is say, Aleinu L'Shabeach b'chavana, right, with concentration and with happiness, and then Yodel Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that he has. Afterwards, he should ask for what he needs, and it's badukum nuseh, it is actually a certain, you could test it, right, that it's actually been tested, techol hashei yavakesh yatzliach, that anything you ask for, you will have atzlacha, and you will actually get, right, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill your wishes. So he says like this, he comes and he mentions the entire concept of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, right, that's why that we have that whenever we're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he does another miracle. If you remember, we spoke about this entire concept also of Nishmat, that we said that there's a purpose of that when a person wants or needs a salvation, he's going to say Nishmat. Why? Because when you come and you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the essence of what we're here for. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a salvation to praise Him again. And then we continue going. And that's the entire concept of Modim Anachnu Lach V'chol HaChayim Edu Chasela, which means that we're always praying on the future, that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're praising Him. And then we're going to continue again. So therefore he says that that's just in order to show us what it is, the importance, right, of the prayer. He says here, he says to do it to Le'ah Imenu. It says, "Vatar od v'telet ben, v'tomer apam odet Hashem al ken kara shemo Yehuda, v'tamo miledet." It's written by Leah that what happened was is that all of a sudden she comes and she had an extra child, which means that if there were four wives to Yaakov Avinu, and each wife is going to have three children according to the calculation, and now she had the fourth child, and now she's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then immediately afterwards it's written as if to say that she stopped. So he says, right, what happened exactly? So he says, there we do understand that it's written that immediately when a person comes and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to continue praying to continue having them help. And that's why it was V'talmol Miledet, which means it's not just enough to say thank you to Hashem. We have to say thank you and we have to continue. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continue giving us the strength. Continue doing that, which means we have to continue. And that's exactly, if you remember what we mentioned in Modim D'Rabbanan. What do we say Modim D'Rabbanan? We come and we say, Al Shechiyatanu V'Kiyamtanu. Right, we say that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you come and you've sustained us and you're giving us the life, and then we continue. Ken techayenu tchonenu. This is Ashkenazi. This is not the proper version, right? Ken techayenu tchonenu, which means that we are asking Him, just like we've lived, so too you should continue giving us life. Because that's the entire concept of, again, the praising. Hodu la'Adonai ki tov. What does that mean? We are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odu L'Adonai Ki Tov, but we continue. Kilo Olam Chasto, that the chesed should always be for eternity. Because again, we are not on, as if to say, just praying on the past, we are also praying on the future. And that's why, since Leah, right, that's what the Rabbeinu Bachai says, since Leah only prayed for the past and she didn't pray, that she didn't say, Ribono Shel Olam, continue giving us children, continue giving us strength, that's why, right, and she didn't continue praying, that's why it stopped, right? However, though, comes here and he says a beautiful story. He says it was a story that a Yerushalmi from many, many generations came, right, and he told me as follows. He says he was once in Chutz Haaretz, right, and they went with his friend, and they went to a hotel. Now he says, right, again, obviously this is before my time, so I don't know, but he says the hotels, they used to close at 9 o'clock, right? So which means that after a certain time, they would close the doors and nobody could get in. So he says what happened was, he says, I don't know, he doesn't know whether it was because of bitachon, whether it was because of security or other reasons. So he said, they didn't pay attention, they thought it was like Israel, that you could always be a few minutes late. So okay, fine, so they got there at 9:05, right? 9:05 they get there, they try to get into the hotel is closed. So they start knocking, nothing. There's no way to get inside. So okay, they continue, it doesn't help for 15, 20 minutes. Say, okay, all of a sudden they come, they say there's a little building over there, it's got light, let's go inside there. They go inside and they realize it's a hospital. But they say that, right, it's already there, there's a guard at the door. He says, you could only stay here for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, you have to pay right, in order to stay a little bit longer. Why? Because here we want that the people in the hospital, they should have their rest. And if there are going to be people coming from the outside all the time, it's going to be crazy. Now, it was freezing cold outside, so they didn't know what to do. So they were there in the hospital for 5-10 minutes. They start thinking, they start saying, you know, tefillah, they don't know what to do anymore, right? They're lost. They don't know what to do. The hotel is locked. So finally, all of a sudden, somebody comes in and he tells them, Shalom Aleichem, what are you doing here? They explain the situation. He said, come, you're allowed to come upstairs and stay as long as you want, because the father, right, this person's father broke his leg, and since you're a kilu visiting, you're allowed to stay here. So they went, they came upstairs, and all of a sudden this old man comes and he sees them, and he comes and he tells them as follows. He says, you should know, right, what happened exactly with you. They tell them the entire story. The father comes and he says like this. He says, I'm also from Yerushalayim for many, many generations, and I have a mesoret from my father's and my father's father, from all my family, that it's known that by saying Aleinu L'Shabeach B'Chavana, you will merit Yeshuot Gedolot, you will merit great salvations, that Hashem Yibarach will fulfill all of our heart's desires. So they went and they started saying Aleinu L'Shabeach B'Chavana B'Simcha. After they finished, right, he went and he told them, by the way, you should know, you could already go back to your hotel. So what do you mean go back to the hotel? We were saying on the Shabbos we were going to stay here, right? We were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that as if to say that you let us in, but not that we're going to go back. How are we going to go back to the hotel? He says the fact that you went and you said a little Shabbat with Kavanah, with Simcha, you're for sure going to go back to the hotel. So they went, okay, fine. They said it's freezing cold outside. They said we hope that it actually works, because if not, to get back in again, it's not that easy to get back into the hospital. So fine, they went, they started going to the hotel. Lo and behold, the doors are open. They don't even know what's going on. There are people coming in, out. So they come, right, and they tell the guard, we're coming inside, but what happened? He says, no, there was a call, right, to the owner of the hotel that the hotel was on fire. They still don't know who called the hotel or what happened. So what happened was the owner of the hotel came running to the hotel to check everything. He opened up the doors. They start checking in and out and out. He says, but you should know, it's been 10 years that I've been here, and they've never opened up the doors after 9 p.m. So they said, wow, look what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he gives them a prank call over here in order to, as if to say, to open up the doors, right? In order to let them in. But they come, they go in, they were slept there enjoying them. Because again, this is the koach, the strength of what it is, Aleinu L'Shabeach. If we only just utilize this strength in order to understand that when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue answering us and giving us more blessings. Bezrat Hashem, he should continue giving us all the salvations in the future as well.